Blog Talk Radio.
Well, the Bluetooth, they can just call this number 347-989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. So, again, they can always reach us by calling Blog Talk. And I want to welcome all of our Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for being faithful and joining us every day at 1:30. On this same time, same station. So remember, you can have relatives and friends to join us by way of calling Blog Talk 347-989-0113. And we want to welcome all of our Periscope viewers that's coming in now. Remember to tap those hearts. Amen. Let us know that you're there. Amen. We welcome your comments and share it with someone. Share this time of broadcasting with someone. Amen, as we talk on the birth of Christ. So, you know, thank you so much. Amen. That's right. Share those hearts. Amen. Let us know that you're listening. Amen. Say amen. Say hallelujah. Amen. As you minister, people that view these particular broadcasts will be ministered to, not only by myself, but by your comments. So if you feel like saying praise the Lord, then you say praise the Lord. And then we also want to welcome, amen, our WEXY listeners here in the Fort Lauderdale area. God bless all of you, amen, that are listening. So all of those social media forms of advertising that we're on right now, and also the local radio stations that we're on, we want to welcome all of you, amen, to listen in on today. Now, as you know, we've been talking about the birth of Christ, and this whole week we've been dealing with it because we had left, amen, our segment on the battles of the mind for a little while, but we've been talking about the birth of Christ, amen, letting you know how, you know, we must celebrate the birth of Christ, and don't let no one pull that from you. And, you know, I don't want to reiterate most of the things that I said, but for someone that did not get a chance to hear what I said, number one is that don't let no one disqualify or try to invalidate, amen, your reason for Christmas and your reason for celebrating. We celebrate Christmas, number one, not because of presents. Amen. Not because of gifts, not because it's a good family time. We celebrate Christmas because it represents the birth of Christ. That's what Christmas represents, the birth of Christ. Can I get a witness? So we celebrate that because it represents the birth of Christ. And that's the main reason for this celebration. That's the main reason for this season, is that we know that there was a birth of Christ. Thank you so much. There was a birth of Christ. Now, there's nothing that's going to change that. See, the world wants to invalidate that, because if they can disqualify the birth of Christ, then they can disqualify what we're going to be celebrating in April, Easter. You know, if they can stop his birth and get people's mind off his birth, then we don't have to worry about the resurrection, because how can there be a resurrection with a man that was never born? You know, so they want to disqualify the fact that he was born. And see, that's what our celebration is all about. No one should be able to disqualify the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, I've brought out several points about the fact that his birth came through prophetic utterance. And these are things that some of you have heard, but I have new converts that are just coming into Christ, that are just coming to Christ, you know. And these are things that they still need to be told. They need to know the full story of this young lady, amen, that an angel told her that you were going to be found with a child. He said, "Hail Mary, blessed art thou among women, for thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." You know, they need to be told that. People need to hear the fact that this was prophetic utterance. And the angel did not come on this accord. He didn't send no angel that's sitting up in heaven and say, "Well, I just go down and tell everybody what's going on." No, no, no. And God just didn't spontaneously jump up and say, "Hey, go tell Mary, Gabriel, go tell Mary that she's going to have a child." No, no, no. God already knew that the child was coming. This was already planned, because the child was prophesied 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 years prior that he would come. And then it was prophesied how he would come and where he would come. Are you listening to me? Prophetic utterance. It was prophetic utterance. I mean, and you just can't put, you know, scenes together and call it prophetic unless they match up exactly how you say it. You know, number one, it has to be a virgin. She has to come from the seed of David. I mean, things have to add up. If you trace her origin, she has to be of the house of David. She has to be a virgin. You know, this child has to come from Bethlehem. I mean, there must be wise men that brings gifts. There must be shepherds in the field. Wise men must see a star. Shepherds must hear angels, amen, declare his coming. He must be born in a stable. Are y'all listening to me? Those things have to add up. There must be a cry of Rachel about children that are dying from 2 years and under. All of those sequences and things must happen the way they were prophesied thousands of years before. And when one starts, it must continue because they run in sequence. It's not a coincidence. It's not deja vu. It's not, oh, wow. You know, that's just a coincidence. That happened. No. That's not a coincidence if it was prophesied thousands of years before. It has to run in sequence. It has to run in order, the way the prophecy states it. You know, a virgin going to be found with child, you know, and they're going to call him Emmanuel, and the government says, stand up on his show. Everything must run the way it is. Everything must run from the birth to what he does to the crucifixion. It's not just one thing. All of it has to run concurrent. It has to run, you know, as it was prophetically uttered. It must run. So at this point, let us do our discussion just a little bit further. Okay, all right, virgin found with child. We got that. The angel goes to Mary and say, blessed art thou among women, for thou shalt conceive and bring forth the son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. You know, let me add this right here. His name has to fall Jesus. You know, you got some people that say, well, it couldn't have been Jesus, praise the Lord, because J wasn't part of the Jewish alphabet, so how could it be Jesus? Well, you know, listen, that doesn't change the validity of the prophetic utterance. It doesn't change it. It doesn't change nothing. If there's no J there, then the translation of the name Yahshua must stand firm. You know, everything must stand firm. So don't let no one come and tell you, say, well, there was not a Jesus because there was no J. Listen, that's small stuff. You know, that's small. You know, his name was Yahshua. If you translate Yahshua to English, it'd be Jesus. I mean, let's talk about something different. Let's move on now. Let's move on, because that's not going to stop the birth of Christ. You talk about letters in the alphabet and the Hebrew alphabet versus the English alphabet. That's not going to change the birth of Christ. That's not going to change anything. He was born, okay? So now the king must be after him. You know, they must be after him, and they must start killing children, okay? That happened, okay? Joseph now must be told by Mary that she's pregnant, but he's not the daddy. That happened. Joseph now, but you know, he's saying, well, I'm gonna get rid of her privately, because I don't want to bring a public speck out of it, because what happened is they would have stoned Mary. They would have killed her. So he said, well, I don't want the little girl to die. I don't want the young lady to die, but I'm not going to be bothered with this. I got a baby, and you're not the daddy and all that, so I'm going to just put you away. Then an angel have to come and warn him to say that what she is speaking of is done of the Holy Ghost. Don't put her away. Matter of fact, I want you to take care of the child. Take care of the baby. So that happened. All right. After a period of time, the baby was born in a stable, in a barn among animals. That happened. He was wrapped in swaddling gold. Did I mention that was prophesied too? That happened. Okay. Wise men came to see him. That happened. Shepherds were in the field. That happened. And he grew and waxed strong in wisdom and in stature. That happened. All of it happened. And Jesus went about after he was 30 years old, well, 12 years old, they found him in the temple asking and answering questions. God showed, amen, both sides of the human part of Jesus, and then, amen, the spiritual side of Jesus. So there it is. He's asking and answering questions to doctors and lawyers of the law. That happened. At the age of 30, now he goes about preaching and teaching healing all manner of diseases. That happened. And at 33 and a half years old, they crucify him. That happened. And then he rose from the dead. That happened. All of it happened the way the Bible said it would happen. Now, just for argument's sake, I just want to pose this for argument's sake. Somebody say, well, you know, the Bible is prejudiced. And if you just don't believe what the Bible said, then that's no validity. Now, listen, I'm not going to argue outside the Bible. I'm not going to argue outside the Bible because, in other words, I don't need no other supporting evidence for me to believe what the Bible says, and neither do you. We don't need any other supporting evidence concerning the Bible because the Bible holds true. You know, our whole timeline is centered around before B.C., after, amen, his resurrection A.D. Everything is centered around Jesus, not Buddha, not any other God. Everything is centered around Jesus. The Bible holds true, amen, and our origin, amen, and our family buildup, and our society, and our culture, development, and archaeological studies, geological studies, every study that you can name, scientific studies, amen, all of the jargon that you can bring up, the Bible holds true. So we don't have to have any supporting evidence, amen, to support us outside of the Bible. You know, I can take just the first chapter, the second chapter, amen, of Genesis, and I can defeat every scientist there is. You know, anyone that argues evolution and say that we came from living organisms and then, you know, we became cell organisms and then we became mammal, then mammal became animal, then animal became man. You don't see no bluegill, no red snapper turning into no sheep or no goat. Y'all ain't saying that to me. You don't see no fish turning into no animal today. And you certainly don't see, amen, you know, that used to be the cat, but, you know, that's Miss Brown over there. You don't see no cat turning into human beings. So you don't see that kind of stuff going on. So I don't have to argue that. You understand? I don't have to go and try to get scientific evidence to support the Bible. The Bible is true by itself. It's true by itself. Thank you. I know that's right. You don't see, you know, a dog running down the street, and then when he come back, that's a little boy. You know, when he left, he was a dog, but now he's a little boy. You know, they need to prove what they're talking about because the Bible already proved what it's talking about. They need to prove what they were talking about. They need to prove the Big Bang Theory. They need to prove that there was a great explosion in heaven and the earth was hot one point, then cold the next point, then dinosaurs roamed the earth, then they froze off, and then apes out of man and Homo sapien and Homo erectus and all. They need to prove all that because the Bible said that God made man from the dust, and when you die, you go back to the dust. So I really don't have to prove anything outside the Bible. I just don't. But for argument's sake, even the people that don't believe in God, Gentile theologians, are you listening to me? Hey, somebody said, I was wondering why monkeys don't turn to people. Amen. Come on now. Yeah, I mean, come on now. It looked like we ought to be, at some point, monkeys ought to be turning to people. They smart, right? Look like something ought to happen. What about this one? What about this one right here? What about monkeys returning? What about people returning to monkey? Because everything returned to its origin when it expired. Everything returned to its origin. Why did old Raph the monkey or the gorilla, amen, when he was dying? Yeah, all right, I'll stop then. Okay. When he was dying, let me just make this last statement. Why not when he was dying return back to, you know, a human, then back to a monkey? Why not this metamorphosis take place then? Why didn't the metamorphosis take place? You wonder why? Because it never happened, you know. And then, you know, somebody say, well, you know, listen, y'all got me on something else, and I'm trying to deal with the bird. But I'm just trying to tell you, I really don't need no evidence outside of what the Bible says. You know, I forgot to tell y'all, they said that it came from mammal to animal to man. But when it got to, so somebody say, well, where the birds and eagle come from? Oh, that's the missing link. Y'all didn't know that, right? That's the missing link. Now, one day, instead of becoming an animal from a mammal, it became a bird and flew away. You know, come on, y'all. They need to stop that stuff. Really, they need to stop it. That's why we don't need no supportive evidence outside the Bible, because the origin of man have changed from Big Bang Theory to this, that, and the other. You know, they're changing every day. And when they can't answer questions, then they say that's the missing link. What you mean? Well, we have never seen a crossbreed between fish and animal and bird. You know, what is it, a birdfish man, a birdfish animal, whatever name they want to give it. We've never seen that, so they put on missing link. They call it missing link. You know why it's a missing link? Because it's not true. Anything that's not true is not going to hold water. The Bible says that God called heaven, and he said, let the gatherings of water he called seas, and the dry land he called earth. And this our God said, very simple. He said, let the firmaments bring forth creatures, amen, that support it. All right? So anything that can stay up there, then let the firmament produce it. So the fire of the air came. I don't, you don't, you're right. Yeah. Well, y'all don't believe that, right? Well, it sounds about as, you know, that sounds more truthful than what y'all saying. And then he said, let the sea bring forth creatures after its kind. So anything that swim will produce from the sea. Let the land bring forth creatures after its kind, and anything that walks, or, amen, is a beast of the field, amen, let that come. But when God made man, he didn't call man from the earth. He didn't call man from the sea. He didn't call man from the air. He took the dust, particles that really couldn't be used for nothing. Are y'all listening to me? And he made man. He made man in his own image. Listen, all right. Your own scientist, your own theologian, like Josephus, your own theologian, Gentile theologian, like Titicus, right, that says, you know, this religious thing is just a bizarre trickery of man's idea of God. That's what these theologians are writing, right? They say it's only trickery, amen, to fool people. But they admit in their writing that there was a man that was born, that walked around in Palestine, that was crucified under the regime of Pontius Pilate, whose name was Jesus. They validate that there was a Jesus, your own writer, outside the Bible. So if you ask me, do I have supporting, amen, evidence outside the Bible? I don't need it, but check out Josephus' writing. Check out your scholar writing. Check out the encyclopedias, amen, that deals with Ponce de Leon or Christopher Columbus or, amen, all of the great people that people, amen, admire. Check them out and you'll see that they are writing concerning Jesus along with everyone else. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, all of you out there in the radio land. I believe that God knows what he's doing. God has the ability to take what the devil means for evil and turn it for our good. That's what God can do. He can take what the devil means for evil and turn it for our good. Are you listening to me? So we really don't need no supporting evidence. We don't need no outside supporting evidence. But even now, Charles Darwin, the same man on evolution, in his last days, put statements in his evolutionary theories saying that there must be a God. Not that it proves that there's a God, but it just shows how even outside, amen, is supporting the Bible. The Bible is right. It is the oldest book ever written. It is the most thorough book. It is not a book made up of myths and precepts and this and that. The Bible is what man lived by. So here's the conclusion. There was a virgin who was found with child through immaculate conception, and his name was Jesus. And he was born, as the scriptures said, and he grew, amen, and waxed old in wisdom and in stature. And he went around preaching the kingdom of heaven. He healed all manner of disease. And then he was captured. He was scourged. He was beat. Amen. A crown of thorns was placed on his head. He was then crucified as a criminal. They put him in a tomb. Amen. Wrapped him up. Amen. And put him in a tomb. And the Bible said that on the third day, he rose from the dead, declaring that all power is in my hand. And many of them seen him. Many saw him from that day forth. And he walked around. And then the Bible said many of their dead walked around. Jesus was born, and Jesus is alive. Listen, thank you so much, amen, for listening to us. I wanted to vent that out, right? I wanted to vent that off my chest, amen, to let you know that I just celebrate the day because I believe in the birth. And I'm telling you, I believe in the birth just the same way I believe when they told me that I was born in the month of August on the 27th. I mean, I just believe that, you know. And it's funny how we can believe all that other stuff. You never met George Washington. But if somebody asks you, who's that man on that dollar bill, you say, that's our president, praise the Lord, George Washington. You ain't never been there. You never met Abraham Lincoln. You never met Thomas Edison. You never met Benjamin Franklin. Amen. You never met nobody that history talk about. You don't even question their identity. You never go around saying, you know, how y'all know is it George Washington? How you know is Abraham Lincoln? The only time people do that is when they're scary. Amen. The only people that's scary is folks that's trying to say, you know, how do you know Jesus was born? You ain't question nothing else, so there's no need us questioning, amen, the validity of Jesus' birth. And matter of fact, you didn't question the day you was born. You didn't question that. Well, you sure I was born on August 27th? I ain't seen nobody. I've never seen nobody going around questioning, well, maybe you think I was born on the 13th? And it looked like, I feel like I'm a July baby, praise the Lord. No, I don't see people going around talking like that. The only time people start questioning things is when it comes down to something that's truthful, especially when it comes down to Christianity or the Bible or the birth of Jesus. 25th or December 18th or August, amen, 30th, is it 30th or July 4th. It don't matter. The fact of the matter is we celebrate his birth. We celebrate his birth because now his birth, amen, coincides with his resurrection. And then his birth coincides with my newness of life. I have a new life. I am saved and sanctified, and I'm excited about my new life. I just don't go to church just to go. I go because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and someone has to keep this going. I mean, I just can't be a visitor at church. I just can't be one, amen, that go to church every now and then. I just can't bring a gift every now and then. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why I talk the way I talk, because I have a personal relationship with him. I talk to him, and he talks back. Amen. It's not just the fact that the things I used to do, I don't do no more. Man, that's petty. What about the things now that I'm doing, the experiences that I'm having? What about the ability, amen, to talk to God in prayer? What about the ability, amen, to speak in unknown tongues? What about the ability when my loved ones get sick, I can lay hands on the sick and they recover? I have a personal relationship with it. You know, it's not just about preaching. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? All right, Father, bless those that listen to my voice. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding, and we celebrate you this day. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I want those of you that are listening to me, amen, to join us, amen, every day at 1:30. But I want many of you that are in the South Florida area, Fort Lauderdale area, to meet me this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I have a word for you that I want to share with you that's going to change your life. You don't have to wait for this getting ready to happen for you right now. It is going to be explosive. I mean, it's just going to be, I don't even use the word awesome unless I attribute it to God, but it's going to be awesome. Something great is going to happen in your life, amen, between now and the night of December 31st. I want you to join me this Sunday. So make it your plans and make it your must. Don't let nothing stop you. Bring the deaf, the dumb, the crippled, the blind, all of those that stand in need of a right now miracle. This is your time for a breakthrough. All right? So God bless you. Blog Talk for joining in. WEXY listeners, amen, 1520. One of the greatest gospel stations in the world. God bless you. And Periscope, this is my second week broadcasting with you all. Amen. Amen. They say I got 90 seconds on Blog Talk. I like y'all. Y'all some good people. Thank you. Amen. Hit us up. Give us some hearts as much as you can. Do some replays. Let somebody hear something that we're saying. I'm getting ready to go eat, y'all. They got some ribs and potato salad and all that. So God bless y'all. I got to go. This Hurricane Jonathan, be with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way. All right, y'all.
I can remember my mother.